Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At Carmel, the prophets of Baal had been exposed for the criminal co-conspirators they were, and were executed beside the brook Kishon. Seeing the evidence of the crater before them where the altar would sacrifice water and dust had been only moments before, the people, quote, fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" 1 Kings 18:39. This was an echo of the fearless prophet's name. El is Jah, or God is the Lord. These four words, "the Lord is God," or "Jehovah is the El," encapsulate the Old Testament. Just as "Jesus Christ is Lord," Philippians 2:11, epitomize the new. In fact, the Jehovah of the old is the Jesus of the new. But back to our story. As surely as Elijah's faith convinced him of 3 years' drought, so it revealed to him, quote, "the sound of abundance of rain," verse 41, as he told Ahab. But the falling fire wasn't magic. It came in answer to prayer. The falling rain would come the same way. Ahab might, quote, "eat and drink," but Elijah, quote, "bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees," verse 42. This passage doesn't specifically say he prayed, but those who have read to the end of the story know, quote, "he prayed again," James 5:18. After 7 attempts, a token cloud was seen, and Elijah told the king he better hurry to Jezreel to beat the storm. But the prophet passed his chariot on foot, impelled by God's hand. Sadly, Jezebel nipped the revival in the bud, threatening Elijah's life. Note, quote, "when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba and went a day's journey into the wilderness." 1 Kings 19, verses 3 and 4. It wasn't what he heard, but what he saw, the revival being so short-lived and superficial, that disheartened him. But just like us when we despair, God was waiting for him there.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.